I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Welcome to My Vagina. This is Jessica Caron.
And this is Rebecca Frank. And here we are again, having our current hysterical, and infuriating conversation about our lives as vagina-having organisms.
All content made up on the spot, but probably researched. Just kidding, fools. It's definitely researched. So today we're talking about virginity testing, myths and legends, because
we recorded this the day or two before the whole hymen gate happened.
Hymen gate.
And so we wanted to just kind of like link this into that whole fiasco with T.I.
Yeah, and his daughter.
Because like the hymen is not a way to check for virginity, and virginity is a construct anyways.
It's not a medical condition.
Yeah. And so like,
and yet it's still for some reason super important to people like T.I. apparently.
Yeah, but only for his daughter.
His daughter's hymen for the past 18 years?
Yeah. And knows that his son is having sex and his son's 15, but he doesn't care about that. So it's this like idea about that we are worthless once we have only one specific type of sex, only P in the V sex. Anyway, we just basically wanted to be like, that shit's bonkers and totally fucked up.
Yeah, because, I mean, and we're going to talk more about this, but you don't have to prove your sexual history to anyone because you're in control of your own sexual activity and it's no one's business. It also doesn't mean that you're devalued once it's quote unquote virginity is gone, and virginity means so many things to different people. Like Rebecca just said, it's not just P and the V sex. Whatever sex is to you is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, losing your virginity implies that it's not in your control.
Yeah, and it's also like the ways that we talk about it, like giving up the V card, taking someone's V cards, like it makes you somehow less mm-hmm. of a person. And all of that is fucking bullshit. It is...
The patriarchy. It's the patriarchy.
It's the fucking patriarchy.
It is. I still remember having sex for the first time. And then when we were done, I could not stop saying, oh, that's it? I can't believe that's it. I was worried about it for so long. And yeah. I kept saying it to the chagrin of my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But it had built up so much for me. And I was so annoyed mm-hmm. that I had waited, not for myself, but because of what everyone else had told me. And it had been dictated by all of the adults around me.
Yeah, and why are we always told that it's going to hurt? Like, I was scared mm-hmm. that having sex was going to be painful.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for me, personally.
It was very painful for me, but I also don't think it has to be.
Right.
You know? And I don't think it was necessarily even his fault. I think we were both, like, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
But as we talk about with sex education, we're not taught how to give pleasure.
Right.
Especially to women.
Yeah. Yeah. And women aren't also taught how to accept pleasure a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about that exactly. A bunch.
To us, it's more important that you have a good time.
Exactly.
And we're taught, I think I'm repeating myself, but we're taught to think of virginity as a measure of a person's value. And that's like really frustrating that like P and the V sex is some kind of magical kind of sex that, I don't know, has the power to change you.
Yeah. Apparently, as you'll learn going forward, it makes your neck thicker.
Yeah, apparently. There's no actual physical measure because the hymen is essentially something someone made up during the scientific enlightenment to show proof of virginity.
It's just the patriarchy's way to try and police women's bodies women's like sexual experience.
It's ownership.
And, yeah. Fuck all that shit. And it's, have sex when you feel comfortable doing so and whatever sex you want to have.
Yeah.
And it's nobody else's fucking business, especially not T.I.'s.
Especially not T.I.'s. God, he sucks.
Yeah.
I'm so unnerved.
It's creepy, right? It's like, and then like, if he, this is the thing that I keep thinking about. If he was comfortable enough to go on a podcast, which has since been taken down, but if he was comfortable enough to go on a podcast and discuss his daughter's
life,
he thinks it's fine. He's probably had this conversation a bunch of times, which means like intellectually, I always knew that this was still a thing that happened, but like I kind of didn't want to believe it. But obviously there are people in, we know there's people in the world, but like in this country who are
still a thing.
Yeah. Who talk about it with their friends. And like, I'm sorry, but like, I don't want my dad talking about my sex life.
Not so, talking about it and not being in the fucking room when she gets a pap smear or I'm sorry, a virginity test from the doctor, and like being bullied into when the doctor is like, this information is hers. And then he like was like, oh, do you have something to hide from me?
Yeah.
How is she supposed to respond to that? Yeah,
there's like no, she had no power there. I mean, that's.
That's mental abuse.
Yeah.
And also sorry to add this woman's.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to like talk about it because it's important that a father thinks that it's okay to monitor his daughter's hymen, but it's also unfair to her that it's been brought into a public light and now everyone's debating over her body still. So her body is not only not hers, not her dad's, it's not ours. And now it's public domain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And it's just another shame spiral.
Yeah, it sucks.
Anyway, the rest of our episode's really fun. we try to make light of virginity tests and then we do some would you rather. So if you got through this.
And also, actually, don't forget to check our Instagram at Welcome to My Vagina in the days following our podcast release because we are going to post. We tried some of the virginity tests and we videotaped it.
Oh, that's right.
So you can see whether or not we're virgins.
So you keep that on your finger and it's a daily reminder that you're at this point, you're married to the Lord and your father is your boyfriend and we're going to have fun together. And let me go ahead and give you that.
Today we're going to talk about virginity.
Yeah. What is a virginity test, Rebecca?
It's bullshit. You can actually check out our Instagram because we're going to be uploading some pretty fantastic virginity tests that we did.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's so fun. You guys can try them
clue.
At home.
Me and Rebecca so far are not virgins, but we're going to keep a tally and figure out who is the most virgin by the end of this.
Yeah.
Oh, we really should do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Slut bags.
Yeah, so, let's see who's the slutbag. Biggest slutbag. Slutbag.
You guys should try along with us some of these tests and write in. Let us know how much of a slutbag you are.
Yes.
You know, or maybe we have the only virgin in the world listening to our show.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, a virginity test is the practice and process of determining whether a person, usually a female, is a virgin. It's also called the two-finger test, which...
Yeah, pretty self-explanatory.
Pretty self-explanatory about what they're doing with that. To determine that she has never engaged in or been subjected to sexual intercourse. Yeah, it's to check the presence of the intact hymen.
Which is so dumb.
Which is so dumb because
there are so many ways you can break your hymen on accident.
Yeah, so many ways. Like fingering, tampons,
gymnastics.
Horseback riding.
Falling on a fence.
Yeah, yeah. Which has happened to somebody, probably Rebecca, because she just brought it up.
Right? Yeah. Also, it doesn't really talk about, like, where consent falls in all of this. Yeah. Right? So, like, are you still a virgin if you were assaulted?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's just a whole lot of, like, really crazy nuance here. We're not going to go into the nuance, I don't think, so much.
No.
We're going to just talk about some of the crazy tests.
Yeah, we can go into some of the nuance.
Yeah.
Because it does have like a long, complicated bullshit of a history.
Yeah, including the fact that I found out that the Indonesian army currently like now.
Still.
Test female applicants.
Still.
Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
Yeah. So they have women undergo a hymen test that is oftentimes conducted by male army doctors because only like 70% of those who perform the tests are male because there's a lack of female doctors.
Ugh.
So it's like it's crazy. So the Human Rights Watch objected to the practice in 2014, and Indonesia has its own independent National Commission on Violence Against Women, mm-hmm. which said that this was an act of discrimination against women that violates the Indonesian constitution.
Yeah.
It also, and this is a quote that I found, the Human Rights Watch says that because the practice is degrading to women, virginity tests are a violation of human rights. Write that down. It's a violation of human rights.
You want me to write it down?
Yeah, write it down. Okay. According to Article 7 of the United Nations International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and Article 16 of its Covenant Against Torture, Indonesia ratified both of those treaties in 2006 and 1998. So it was actually in violation of two treaties by conducting virginity tests.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
what's the hymen?
The hymen. Yeah. So, bleeding postcoitus was proof that a woman had not had sex before because her hymen was still intact. But the hymen has nothing to do with sexual activity. So the hymen is a small ragged membrane just inside the opening, about 1 to 2 centimeters to the vagina. Because remember, the vagina is the canal that connects the vulva to the cervix. But all hymens are not created equally. Like we just said, like anything can break them. They're kind of like tissue paper. They can tear away. They can tear or wear away. So the whole theory of like popping your cherry is kind of bullshit.
Like what a terrible way to put it.
Yeah.
Like it's all just like it's just like way to make women be afraid of having sex.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, and also we're just told that it's going to be painful from like day one, and it doesn't have to be.
Right.
But also hymens don't even like hold that much blood, so it's just there's.
Yeah, it's just so wrong on so many levels.
I guess the hymen wasn't connected with virginity until 1546, when Vesalius, a Catholic anatomist, dissected two deceased virgin women. The hymen is now recognized as a remnant of the vaginal formation in utero. It is medically insignificant and cannot foretell sexual activity.
Yeah, say it again for the people in the back.
It cannot foretell sexual activity.
Yeah.
Activity. The definition for sex can be different for everyone. It's also like, it's not just penis and the vag sex, guys. Not just P&V. There's lots of different folks, lots of different likes, lots of different preferences.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, some people define it as the existence of an orgasm, some as like, you know, how long it lasted. And most importantly, it doesn't matter. Because my definition of sex could be totally different from your definition of sex, and they can coexist together.
Right. And there is no, like, this idea that you are worth more as a woman if you're a virgin is fucking bullshit and is a way for a patriarchal society to control the way that we experience our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, get out of here with that noise.
Get out of here with your noise.
Hate that noise.
All right.
So, during classic Greek times, the going theory was that virgins had small, pink, upward-pointing nipples, whereas once a woman had sex, they would get dark, large, and downward-pointing nipples.
That's 1 point for me.
Might be 1 point for me, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So the idea, and this is probably the best thing that I found out. So apparently the belief was that once women had sex, the sperm would enter the vagina, and then they would just stay in the body. And so the sperm would find its way to the boobs. And then the sperm would have a pool party in the boobs, which would then weigh them down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your boobs would get bigger, because there was sperm in there. Swimming around your boobs.
Fucking chilling.
Yeah.
So one medieval text called De Secretis Mulierum, or Women's Secrets, that's easier, thank you, described how to tell a virgin from her demeanor and her pee. Virgins, it was believed, were endowed with magical powers and could quiet swarming bees, tame wild animals, hold water in their hands, and control the urge to urinate. Among other things, medieval medical books often included references to this last myth. To see if a maiden was truly a virgin, the medical books advised, have the woman drink large amounts of diuretic. If she was able to refrain from visiting the little girl's room, then she was indeed a virgin. But tinkling meant she was lying about her sexual experience.
Well, you pee all the time.
I know, so
not a virgin.
-1. I'm taking my point away.
I think I pee a normal amount, so maybe I just don't get or lose a point.
Yeah, I'll leave you alone.
Okay. I also read about urine that So there were like different signs of chastity. Mm-hmm. And so like shame, modesty, fear, and a faultless gait and speech, or like casting eyes down if you saw men, that those would be mm-hmm. ideas that like you weren't a virgin anymore, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then there were some clever women who could figure out how to change their behavior. And so they would do a pee test. And so
clever women.
So they would say that the urine of virgins is clear and lucid, mm-hmm. sometimes white, sometimes sparkling, but corrupted women have muddy urine.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of things. If your urine is white, you should go to the doctor. Because like...
Well, they also said that it could be sparkling.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, unicorns. Okay, so we're back in the day, if you peed like something similar to Prosecco,
mm-hmm.
you were a virgin, mm-hmm. but sluts just peed straight sludge.
Yeah.
Because they said it was like muddy urine. Yeah, muddy corrupted urine. Women have a muddy urine.
Yeah, which... Honestly, it's just like you're just dehydrated. You know?
I mean, I've never had muddy urine.
I mean, it's never been muddy, but it gets darker if I don't drink enough water.
Right.
Right? So like I'm just wondering if like maybe people who have sex are just dehydrated.
Yeah.
You know? And virgins are just very hydrated.
Also, the ability to hold your fluid was a hallmark of virginity. But the passing of water in general, like urine, tears, water, all seem to point to a sinful woman. The metaphor extended to include not only actual fluid, but verbal fluid as well. A talkative, gossipy woman became synonymous with loose morals. After all, if she easily opened one orifice,
wow.
she could open all of them.
Wow. Well, considering that we both host a podcast in which we talk the whole time, oh, I think we're losing points.
I'm at -1 and you're at zero.
Zero. Also, like, when it comes to urine, did they think that women peed different urine than men?
Solid question. Yeah, what
I
happened?
Wonder.
Does the same go for men? Like, if they peed sparkling, were they virgins? And if yeah. they peed brown?
Yeah, they weren't.
Were they dying?
Yeah. Were they hobags?
Of their corruption.
Right? Also, for men, it goes the same way. If your pee is white, go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
So then we've got a couple of string tests or string theories for our physics nerds out there. So one of them, okay, do you guys all have, or do you listeners have your string ready? So if the circumference of your neck is bigger than the circumference of your forehead, then you're not a virgin.
Yeah.
So like, but then okay, let's just like follow this through. Because like, so let's say, so if we say that virginity, if we like, we're just going to define it as like how I think they're defining it
mm-hmm.
as no pee in the V, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for this argument. So like once the pee goes in there, does your neck become bigger? Like in
that's
that moment?
Question.
Or does it become bigger over time? If you don't have sex for a while, does it shrink down again?
Why aren't women just walking around with like thick ass necks?
Giant necks.
Giant necks.
Yeah. So many, like I just think.
You know, just from like neck to tit.
Spark plug. It's just like it's so many. I need facts.
Well, Rebecca, they're giving them to you.
They're giving them to
they
me.
They wrote them in a book.
They did. They did. And one of the book was by this one of the books was by this guy named Helkia Crook. Did you
oh,
read about
yeah.
him?
Mm, but quickly.
He's the other guy with the other string theory that if you measured from the tip of your nose to the base of your skull, and that length fit perfectly around the neck, then she was a virgin. But if she didn't, then she wasn't a virgin and maybe was immediately killed using the string. I mean, they've got a tool there. I feel like they killed virgins. Isn't that the
thing
that they
did? They definitely
killed
virgins. That's
or not,
where the
or not,
witchcraft, that's where
oh,
witchcraft
yeah.
came from.
Yeah. Oh, man. But also, Crook, just like as an aside, he was the first qualified doctor to be appointed keeper of the Royal Bethlehem Hospital. But his conduct was so unsatisfactory that he was removed from the office on grounds of corruption and absenteeism.
Oh, I don't even want to know what he did.
Right. Because like on the uptick, he wrote this book. You know what I mean?
Wasn't he also the one who believed in the hymen but still didn't use it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Crook was a respected court physician to King James in the early 1600s. He did publish famous work on anatomy, still used the string. But he was the one who, like, he was a firm believer in the hymen, but still opted to use the string to determine virginity.
Maybe he, like, felt weird about penetrating women with his fingers.
You know what? I'll give him credit for that. I feel for that. But yeah. I also, like, what happened to the people who weren't?
Right. 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 Getting the rocks off a little bit.
Yeah. So there's also the good old stained bed sheets check, of course. Mm-hmm. The belief that virgin women bleed upon having penetrative sex. In the medieval times, sometimes the sheets would have been snatched from the bed and paraded around to others as proof of the wedding night purity. Catherine of Aragon, legend says, kept her blood-stained honeymoon bedding for years, and kudos to this fucking crafty bitch, presented them to the court during the annulment case brought against her by Henry VIII.
Wow.
Good for her.
Yeah, do it, girl.
Smart woman. Know where you're living.
Yeah, for real. She played the long game. That's a chess player right there.
Yeah.
That's a chess player.
Yeah.
So to bring it back stateside, in rural black communities of the American South, there was a folkloric tradition which held that a man could test.
My favorite one.
I know, it's so good. Could test the virginity of a woman by collecting some of his earwax on his own fingertip and then pressing his fingertip against the woman's vulva. And if the exposure to the earwax hurt her and she like yelled or something, then she is a virgin because the excretions of a man would burn her, like any excretions, including earwax.
Which is like, if I saw a man take earwax out of his ear and touch it to any part of my body, I'd start screaming.
Yeah. So that's one point. No, 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 no. You're supposed to scream. So that's a virginity.
Oh, I'm a virgin.
Me too. My note was gross. Keep your earwax away from me, which I feel like gives me a point.
Wait, you got one. Oh, I'm up to zero.
Yeah.
Because I was negative.
You're back even.
You're winning.
I didn't look too far into this one, but people used to test it by having women sit over a smoking coal fire.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I tried to look into it and I couldn't find too much other stuff about it. But like, I didn't feel good about that.
I don't really feel good about any of these.
No. Although the string test is so funny.
Yeah, that one makes me laugh. So I guess back in the day, people thought that bathing in virgin blood kept you young and beautiful.
Did people think that or did she think that?
Maybe Catherine started this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Wow, I'm getting all my queens mixed up. Or she's not even a queen.
She was a countess. Yeah, she was just a lowly countess.
Yeah. So this woman was a straight up serial killer.
Yeah.
Tell us why. Tell us why, Kim.
So she had come up with this theory, or this theory had been told to her, that bathing in and drinking the blood of virgins would keep you youthful. And she had been born like beautiful and with money and a great education, and she wanted to hold on to all of her stuff. And so she she would like lure in like peasant women. She would lure them, and then she would like bloodlet them and bathe in their blood. And then she ran out of peasant women. And
so then
what
she
did
went,
she do?
She went to like people of higher status and started luring their young girls.
And she was
bloodletting them and torturing them. And then, I don't know, making face masks.
Oh my God, maybe she did.
She probably made masks.
And she would lure them in by like telling their parents that she was going to teach them like manners and how to be a lady.
Oh my God. And then she took baths in their blood.
Yeah. She took baths in
their
blood.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like so. It's so bad.
Intense,
it's
but I'm so curious.
I know.
About this
I want to read everything about her.
And we just discussed how we think that maybe, just maybe, Gwyneth Paltrow is just Elizabeth Bathory.
She's just been bathing in a lot of blood.
Like there's a dark web version of Goop.
Yeah, since like the 1600s. She's just been in the blood. And so, like, she was arrested with three of her servants, and they killed the servants. But
oh,
then
they killed the servants?
They burned
the
them
servants
at the stake.
Were,
maybe they were peasants.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, anyone who's involved, as long as they're women, who cares? Kill them all!
Kill them all. Yeah, it's so fucking crazy. Dozens of women she killed.
Dozens!
I want to visit her castle so bad. You can visit her castle.
I know, I saw that.
I want to go.
We're going. We're going.
This is why you have to donate to glow.fm/welcometo-my-vagina.
To Slovakia
and visit her castle.
Oh my God. Okay, we have to move on from this because I could sit and talk about her all day.
I know, it's so nuts. I actually have a little bit more about the peeing. So my favorite Greek physician, Pliny the Elder.
Yes,
I love Pliny.
I know.
I mean, I think he's garbage.
Like his
it's
name.
Just so fun to say. I want to be Rebecca the Elder.
I could call you that.
Cool. And then also the medieval German doctor. Albertus Magnus thought that the body of non-virgins was somehow permeated, so she would have to pee more.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like the penis would just like poke holes or something like that.
Yep.
The penis is like a sword.
Yep.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, did they not look at their own penises? Like, what do they think?
You know, I can't even start to consider what men think about their penises.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really, really good point.
Yeah, so also on the peeing, they were very obsessed with peeing, I guess.
Really obsessed.
Yeah, obsessed with it. The virginity test involved Jet, a compact car. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, but like I tried to look up what Jet was and I could not find it.
Okay, so it's a compact carbon fossil being placed in a solution of water and swallowed by the girl in question. She was then timed to see how long it took her to pee. If it took ages, she was probably a virgin. If she had to pee shortly after, though, she was leaky and deemed a non-virgin, which we kind of already said.
Yeah. They also would light the thing on fire they would like put the thing like in between her legs and burn it. Yeah. And then
if she tasted or smelled the fumes, it was determined that she, yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
It was determined that she had been holes poked into her by a penis. And yeah. These holes were allowed smoke to travel through her body.
But here's the thing. It's like, I don't know when we determined like gas, solid and liquid. Like, I don't know when that thing happened, but like, you can see smoke that it moves around stuff. So it's just like any logic. This is one thing I can say is true throughout history as a non-historian, but I feel very confident. Any logic or like scientific reasoning goes out the door when women and women's sexuality is involved.
Yeah.
Like logic doesn't matter. Facts don't matter.
Clearly.
Science don't matter. Penises poke holes because they're very sharp. We are permeable. Okay.
Okay. So what else? So I have that. So plants and animals react differently to virgins.
Mm-hmm.
They could tame wild beasts. The unicorn is the most famous example of this. I also work with horses. But other stories claim that Roman virgins who were destined to be martyred by lions turned their would-be executors into cuddly, overgrown house cats.
Yeah. I've got two of those.
Fine. I'll give you a point.
Thank you. I also read that this guy, Heinrich Kornmann, said that virgins suffered more from scorpion bites than did non-virgins. Yep. Have you been bitten by a scorpion? I have not.
I've never been bitten by a scorpion.
Okay, so then we can't count that
one. We can't.
And then any tree whose first crop was picked by a virgin would die. So, like, virgins can't harvest vegetables. Have you harvested vegetables?
Like, have I grown vegetables?
Have you picked them?
I have picked apples.
Did the apple tree die?
No.
Not a virgin.
Not a virgin.
Losing a point. Me too.
Damn it.
Okay, so I also just want to give a really big shout out to J.R. Thorpe of Bustle. We will put the article in the notes. A lot of this stuff came from that article.
Yeah.
And so thank you, J.R. Thorpe from Bustle. You are a rock star. Oh, good. One thing that I was confused about is that they said that virgins have innate leakiness.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have questions now. So are virgins incontinent? And like, I want to say that continence is an issue that affects a lot of people and there shouldn't be any shame surrounding it. And so like, you know, we would like to bust the taboo that people should feel uncomfortable about incontinence. It's a reality after childbirth that happens. But like, we can also say that while we work on busting that taboo, that no one like wakes up in the morning and is like, man, I hope that I can be incontinent one day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a wish that we have for ourselves because it's like inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if we're doing the virgins better than non-virgins thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't continence be better than incontinence? How is leakiness?
Here's your problem, I know, Rebecca. Here's your problem. Because see, what you're doing is you're looking for logic. And see, what we've seen here is there is none.
There is none. I just don't understand. What does leakiness mean? What does it mean?
Well, apparently there was also the connection that virgins could hold running water in their hands.
And it wouldn't go anymore.
And it wouldn't, yeah, not, there would be no leaks.
But that's non-leaky.
I don't understand it. But there's evidence that women would cheat the sieve test by simply coating the inside of the sieve with lanolin.
Clever women.
Clever women. Which reminds me that I did not finish the whole stained bed sheets thing.
Back. Because time.
It just made me think of like how women back in the day could really have benefited from blood capsules.
Oh my God. Yeah. Where was Ricky's when we needed it?
I read that it wasn't too difficult for a soiled bride, however, to acquire a vial of blood. A little bit of chicken blood and a piece of jewelry could easily be spilled on the sheets under the covers of darkness.
You just have to visit Elizabeth Bathory and grab some of the blood from her tub.
Yo, she was a virgin every night.
Every fucking night. Every fucking night.
Oh my God.
It was also thought that the Virgin Mary's genitals shriveled the arm of a midwife named Salome.
What?
Yeah. So Salome apparently went to check to see if Mary was still a virgin, which, duh, obviously she was.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, she put her hand, she did the two-finger test on Mary. And so Mary, her genitals, she went all vagina dentata. Leaked some acid on that bitch.
Oh, my Shriveled God.
Shriveled her arm right up.
Wow.
Yeah, Salome doesn't have an arm anymore. Casting someone's virginity without asking them. Bitch.
Sucker. Without asking them.
Cool.
I also have some restoring your virginity stuff.
Oh, my God. I do not, but I would love for you to talk about it.
Okay. I won't go too much into it, but there's some pretty good, like, restorations. However, it was obviously not a renewable source, as St. Jerome noted in his letter, in which he said, once it's gone forever. Although God is able to do anything, he cannot raise a virgin after she has been defiled.
Wow.
Of
the
course,
all-powerful God
does
not apply when it comes to women's sexuality. See, again, my point stands.
Of course, it did nothing to discourage women. Either those conscious of the economic value of virginity or one's attempt to erase a bad decision or two from trying. Because let's not forget, the second woman loses her quote unquote virginity, she is somehow defiled and not as sellable. What's the word I'm looking for?
Because
virginity started in the Neolithic era with a biological problem. They didn't have birth control and men controlled, big surprise, everything. So being a virgin proved that you were responsible. So probing paternity by abstaining from P and the V sex gave pregnant women access to shelter, food, and goods like dowry. A virginal daughter meant attracting men who wanted to buy her. We still see echoes of that in, like, the white dress, which means you're pure, your dad giving you away. Yeah, but it's so still, gross. Like, in our, you know, it's verifying virginity was the only way that a future husband could feel confident that his bride was pure. Asking about her past infidelities was unheard of because women were lying or, you know, just considered not, they're suspicious.
Yeah, we're not reasonable sources.
Of course.
Yeah.
So it made sense why women wanted to try to restore their virginity if they happened to fall off the purity wagon.
Yeah.
So there's like potions, prayers, and incantations. But one recipe said to boil together myrtle leaves and nettles without prickles in water. Then the woman should use this mixture to wash her feminine parts every morning and evening for 9 days to restore her virginity. If one needed quicker results, another medical book advised placing ground up nutmeg in the vagina and instantly your virginity would return.
Okay, don't do that. Please see our episode, What Not to Put in Your Vagina. Because I think like cinnamon
this
and cayenne was
all
in there.
Things to not put in your vagina.
Yeah, absolutely don't do it.
Alum water is a chemical compound of hydrated potassium aluminum sulfate used to tan leather and pickle meats and set the dye in wool.
And make you a virgin again.
Well, it's supposed to shrinken and tighten skin. So it was used in the vaginal area. It would shrink the tissue, giving the illusion of virginity without actually replacing the hymen.
Wow.
There was fumigation. The Virgin Mary would make an appearance in numerous medieval texts as a virginity doctor.
A guru
about her helping helpless maidens whose virginity was taken by force.
Ugh. Yeah, that's awful.
God.
But I mean, here's the thing. It's like these things keep... I mean, I couldn't find the commercial. If any of you listeners remember this commercial, it was on in like the 90s or 2000s. And it was women talking about, you know, they had made... It was the idea of it was like they had made poor choices and they went through some process and it was like they were a virgin again.
Ugh.
And that I remember that line specifically. I feel like I'm a virgin again. And it was like this added value thing. And there's actually, while I was looking for it right now in real time, I found these ads, these Indian ads that are for 18 again, which urges women to rejuvenate their vaginas,
oh my God.
Which is like a vaginal tightening gel.
No.
To make it seem like they were, you know, all tight and shit.
No.
Yeah. All this stuff. Like all these old, like the earwax shit and the fucking string crap. Like it all still is here.
Ugh.
I mean, we might not test in those ways, but there's still like a, there's still
but some
like
people
a,
still, some places still do.
Like Indonesia.
Yeah, like Indonesia, and there's still, like, even worse, like, there's still honor killings and and child brides and, you know, like...
Yeah, they just outlawed child brides in Florida, like, 2 months ago.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
And I think in New Jersey recently, too.
It's just like, ugh. Like...
Oh, no. Florida approved a limit, but not a ban on child marriage.
A limit?
A limit. Yeah. So...
Ugh.
In Florida, children aged 17 can marry with parental consent, but face requirements such as premarital preparation course.
Virginity is not a measure of your value.
It sure as shit isn't.
And it's also like the idea that young women are passive receivers of sex and men are the givers.
Right.
You know, like think about all the language that we use, like lost her virginity, lose your, what, is it lose your flower? Why am I? Like popped her cherry.
Popped her cherry.
Deflowered. Deflowered.
Yeah. It's all this stuff. It's like pulling value from.
Yeah. Or she gave it up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
It's all that.
Who did you lose? I took your V card.
Blech.
Which like women can say too, but don't. But also like it's not typically like it's not typically used that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Of course it's not. I could only find, I only briefly searched it, but I could only find one place that tested boys for virginity, and it was to make sure that they were holding up abstinence so as not to get an STD, not to judge their worth or suitability for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, it's still not right either way. Like,
yeah,
your virginity
is your business,
is your own, and it also shouldn't, it's, it should be defined by what you think.
Yeah. And it's also, it's like,
it should actually, Lacey Green called it a sexual debut. She was like, we need to lose the word virginity altogether. She was like, it's your sexual debut. And I love that. That's amazing.
And your sexual debut could be your first makeout.
Yeah.
You know?
It's what you deem.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. You don't have to. And also, like, nobody should have to prove their sexual history to anyone.
No. No. That is not.
You're in control of your sexual activity.
Yeah. It's never relevant. It's never fucking relevant.
No one's business. Especially, like, what? Like a whole town full of people?
Yeah, fuck off.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, it's enough already. It's enough already.
So who's the virgin?
Oh, yeah, the virgin.
Ugh, Rebecca, you won. You're the virgin. We're not sure what I am.
Yeah.
I have a lot of zeros.
A lot of zeros and scribbles. You had a point for a second. I feel like the
virgin. Feel like a virgin. Would you rather? Do you want to do it really fast?
Sure. Would you rather have 7 fingers on each hand or 7 toes on each foot?
7 toes.
Cool. Would you rather eat shit that tasted like chocolate or eat chocolate that tasted like shit?
Eat chocolate that tasted like shit.
Okay. Would you rather end death due to car accidents or end terrorism?
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'll ask a different one.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Okay, new one. I'll give you
I guess
new one.
Car accidents, I feel like that kills more people.
I think it does.
That's like
too.
A moral like philosophy thing.
I think it kills more people.
Okay,
that's what I would
that,
go with
though,
too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, don't be sorry. I just, it was like a moral quandary that I like from the good place.
Yeah.
Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
4'5".
Would you rather only be able to wear wet socks for the rest of your life or not wash your hair for a year?
Not wash my hair. I don't want to get trench foot.
Yeah. Ugh. Would you rather have fingers as long as your legs or have legs as long as your fingers?
Oh my God. Fingers as long as my legs.
Okay.
I was just thinking about that.
Oh my God, that is rough.
Yeah, but would you, you couldn't walk.
No, I would, choose the same thing. You'd just be like a spider. That is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely doubling down on that one. Oh wait, I've got one more.
Okay.
Would you rather live in an amusement park or a zoo?
An amusement park.
Yeah, me too. Zoos
I don't
sad.
Like zoos. Zoos are very sad. Yeah.
They're sad.
Cool. I don't know why I even thought about it.
Well, because you thought like, wow, all
animals
those animals.
Would be cool. Yeah. If it's like a conservatory, that would be dope. I'd pick that.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a zoo.
Would you rather always be sticky for the rest of your life or always be itchy for the rest of your life?
Sticky. Oh,
sticky.
Definitely sticky.
Woof.
Fuck itchy.
Ugh.
Fuck itchy.
I'm already itchy for the rest of my life.
I know, right?
Dope.
Yeah.
was it?
Thanks for listening to Welcome to My Vagina.
It's time for us to slide on out of here.
You can find us on Instagram at Welcome to My Vagina.
On Twitter at Welcome to My Vag. Soon to be on Medium.
You can donate to us at Patreon, LiberaPay, PayPal, and Venmo at Welcome to My Vagina.
Yeah, become a monthly subscriber.
Yeah, yeah, go to welcometomyvagina.com and become a subscriber to our newsletter as well.
You can email us at welcometomyvagina@gmail.com.
We like questions and fan art and jingles.
And suggestions for future episodes.
True.
Check out Jesse's awesome videos on YouTube. Just search for Welcome to My Vagina.
Check out Rebecca's awesome writing at franklyrebecca.com. Please also remember that our amazing intro was done by Elise and Willie. If you want to hire Willie to do some videos for you or art or jingles, you can find him at Woolly Willie. That's WOOLLYWILLIE. And his Etsy shop is Woolly's Studio.
And head on over to morebanana.com to check out all of the awesome projects by our production company.
Yeah.
And thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Kate, for being our amazing, dope-ass fucking producer.
Cool.